and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome into the program. Thank you very much for joining us for another hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long, and in this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be doing some resto talk, as we do each and every month, with Melvin Benziquin, and we're going to be talking about how to buy a car long distance. This is something that is happening a lot these days with the advent of the internet and online sites like eBay Motors, etc. There are a lot of things that you should consider, so we're going to go over that in detail in this hour of the broadcast. Also in this hour of the broadcast, we're going to throw a trivia question or two your way, and we'll put you in the running for a cool prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. The telephone number is toll-free, so feel free from all across North America. It's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or via the email, it's bob@autoworldradio.com. Also have a brand new website announcing it for the first time here on the broadcast. It's boblongradio.com, and it will tell you about some of my other radio happenings and some new things happening around the corner. But right now, it's my pleasure to welcome back to the airways of Auto World the president of Classic Restoration Enterprises Incorporated in Pine Island, New York, Mr. Melvin Benziquin. Melvin, how you doing?
How are you?
Doing fine, thank you so much. I think this is a really important topic that we're talking about today, how to buy a car long distance. I was saying, boy, you know, since the advent of a lot of online stuff like eBay Motors and dozens of other sites, this has become a common thing these days, where years ago it was pretty unheard of.
Yeah, people have, you know, gotten more and more comfortable with buying vehicles long distance because, you know, they can see the pictures. And, you know, obviously eBay, I think, really kind of put it on the map as far as being able to buy cars long distance because, you know, there it is, your car of your dream sitting in front of you, and you start salivating, and, you know, it makes it real easy to hit the buy it now or to bid on it and then have things show up in your driveway.
Yeah, I know, and certainly sometimes it can work out great, but I'm sure you being in the restoration business, you probably have come across some folks that have bought some vehicles long distance, and when they arrived in the driveway, they were not what was promised.
Right, and we see a lot of that. We hear a lot of that. One of the most common responses I hear to people that call is like they had to ask the truck driver if that's, you know, the car they actually bought because it looks so markedly different than what they had imagined in their mind that would actually show up.
That's so, pretty, you know, scary.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it's, I think with the advent of the internet and computers and such, people have become more and more into the instant gratification, and, you know, think just because there's a good description and, you know, what looks like a pretty paint job and such that, you know, the car must be okay.
So, that's a really good point, Melvin. And you having all the years of restoration work under your belt, I mean, you can really diagnose things by looking at pictures that lots of folks, you know, wouldn't have the capability to do so. So why don't we use some of your knowledge here and help some folks in just the simple task of looking at pictures. I know that, you know, depending on the angle and the distance, there are a lot of factors that can go into the pictures that are posted on a site selling a vehicle.
Yes. You know, the most important thing is obviously to communicate with the seller, you know, either via email or by phone. You know, you can get a good reading on the person on the other end of the line, usually by your gut, as far as, you know, how forthcoming or how willing they are to assist you in making you feel comfortable. So, you know, if there's photos that are, you know, taken from some distance or, you know, don't show detail, the first thing to do is start asking for specific photos of such as, you know, first and foremost is door gaps. Your trunk gaps, your hood gaps, any of the body lines on the vehicle, if any of those are, you know, and this is particularly in case of a vehicle that's being advertised as a restored vehicle, if the first thing I look at is if the door gaps and the trunk caps and the hood caps are you know, way off or just don't look right, that's a pretty good indication, or what I call a red flag, that there, that possibly everything else was not done right, because that's like the first thing you do in a restoration is correct all your gaps to make sure everything is working correctly and that all your lines look good. I have to go back to that Lexus commercial from, I believe it was late 80s, early 90s, that kind of started all that, with the ball bearing rolling around that LS.
That's right.
Remember that.
I sure do. Good point. So that's one of the first things that you got to look for. Look for those alignments of the door, the hood, the trunk, and the bumper. Make sure that they're consistent, because, you know, if you have good door alignments but the trunk is all funky, it means there's something up.
Right. You know, just for example, I was at a car show yesterday in Long Island, and, you know, I'm looking at the 65 Mustang convertible, and everything, you know, started from the front and was looking good. And then I get to the trunk lid, and the car was for sale. That's why I was kind of looking at it. And there was a gap on the right side of the trunk between the lid and the quarter that I could stick my finger through. And on the other side, it was like a perfect gap. You could tell that the quarter had been installed incorrectly. So, you know, it's something that you might not have picked up over in the picture unless you'd asked for a close-up. And, you know, that's a pretty major piece to, you know, of information that you wouldn't want to be surprised with, finding out that the trunk's going to leak and, you know, things are not lining up, because there's a reason why these panels don't line up, and it's usually something much more than cosmetic.
Absolutely. Let's talk about taking a look at pictures that are showing the sides of the body. What are some of the things that the consumer should look at when taking a look at those pictures?
Well, when you're looking at the pictures, or you're having the seller take the pictures, you want to have like a probably like a 45 degree angle shot of like the quarter panel shooting down the side of the vehicle, so you can see the depth of the paint, the reflections in the paint, and how straight it is. And also, it's also a good way to figure out whether or not the fenders are at the same plane as the door, and the door is at the same plane as the quarter. In other words, nothing sticks out or recesses in. And, you know, if you're looking at the down the side there and it's wavy or dull, that's pretty good indication that the car probably wasn't block sanded, and there may be quite a bit of body work in there. You know, block sanding is typically a step that is not done in a vehicle, what I call a vehicle done to sell, because it's probably one of the most labor-intensive functions of the restoration when you're doing the prep work for it, is it's taking actually, you know, a rubber block and sanding the sides and the tops of the vehicles to the point where they're arrow straight, rather than, you know, leaving the waviness of what a power DA sander would do.
So it's a very labor-intensive task, the block sanding, Mel?
Yeah, the block sanding is probably responsible for about 50% of the sandings of the vehicle, between your normal sandings after the initial bodywork application and then the sandings leading up to, you know, the priming and painting of the vehicle. The whole purpose of block sanding is that you'll spray a product that's just black enamel on it and a light mist, and the way you check your body work is by block sanding it, and if the mist stays in the primer, you know you have a low spot, so you can go back and check your body work and correct it from there. If you hit like metal, then you know you have a high spot, and that's why, you know, it can take, you know, you could spend 2, 3, 4 days block sanding a vehicle, and when, you know, you're talking about labor, you know, retail prices of $75-$80 an hour, it can add up.
It certainly can. We're going to have more Resto Talk with Melvin Benziquin straight ahead. We're going to talk about underside pictures, underhood pictures, and lots more. This is Auto World.
I saw a car gone, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Daddy, what are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
so it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, hot fudge sundae!
When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
Your natural alternative treatment for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart, arrhythmia. It felt like my heart was pounding. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Many of you have already heard about the gutter brush, a great do-it-yourself gutter protection system that will keep your gutters flowing freely. I love to recommend products like this. It's such a great idea and it's simple to install. Just slide the brush into the gutter, no cutting or tools necessary. Gutter brush works with any roof or gutter type and blocks debris from building up in the gutter while allowing water to flow right through. Here's the best part. From now until April 25th, you can get 6 feet of the standard 5-inch gutter brush absolutely free to try for yourself while supplies last. Yes, free. No shipping, no handling, no gimmicks. Simply visit gutterbrush.com and click on the free gutter brush button to submit your order. Or call 888-397-9433 and ask for the free 6-foot gutter brush today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the...
Our telephone line, free from all across North America, 1-800-259-9231. We'll throw a trivia question out there for the taking. Relatively easy question here. Back in the middle 70s, a particular Chevrolet offered a Cosworth engine, and it was a big deal back then. Still somewhat of a collector's item today, but they had a Cosworth edition of this particular Chevrolet back in the middle 1970s. Cosworth-engined Chevy. What was that Cosworth engine, Chevy? Telephone 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We're doing Resto Talk with Melvin Benziquin, the president of Classic Restoration Enterprises, located just outside New York City. And Mel, before we go any further, why don't we make sure and give out your website and contact information. And Pine Island is how far away from the city?
It's a little over an hour, about an hour and 15 north of New York City.
Well, that's good. I'm going to be down there next week for some of the auto show happenings, so not going to be far away for me.
No, actually, I go to that show, so maybe I'll stop in and say hi.
Yeah, definitely. Well, let's get back to talking about the subject of the hour here, and that's buying a car long distance. Lots of folks are doing that these days. I look at it, you know, it seems like years ago we used to do our fantasy buying through Hemmings Motor News, at least I used to, but now I tend to do it via eBay Motors and some other online sites and always checking out vehicles quite often that I can't afford, but nevertheless, I like to see what's out there, and you always look at the pictures, but Mel has brought up a lot of really good points here about looking at these pictures and really examining the pictures, looking at the alignments of the things like the door, the hood, and the trunk, and the bumpers. Looking at the body size to see how the paint looks. And let's talk a little bit about underside pictures, Mel. Lots of people tend to post those. What are some of the things that are kind of troublesome to be seen in pictures, and what are some of the things that people do to cover them up?
Well, you know, what the reason I've pointed out the underside pictures, not every car is a body off the chassis restoration where every, you know, component underneath is picture perfect, for lack of a better word. But, you know, what we've seen happen is a car will have, by some unscrupulous sellers, they'll repaint the car, they'll put new seats in, they'll make the engine compartment look all nice, and there'll be no underside pics. And, you need to ask them for the underside pictures, because we've seen, and it's not just one occurrence, we've seen a lot of this where just the top half of the motor, as an example, will be painted. And then you go and look underneath the car, and everything's all rusted out and dried out.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. I've seen it more often than not.
So somebody goes to the bother of painting the top side of the engine, making it look squeaky clean, and then underneath it's all junk. Wow.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this we just got a 73 Duster in about 4 weeks ago, and guy bought it off of eBay out of Texas, and it looked nice, and you wouldn't believe what could not be seen in the pictures. And this car was another of the latest example of really nice looking top side and a really horrible and crunchy underside.
Wow, so amazing.
Yeah, it's just really important to, have the seller put it up on a lift, even if they don't have a lift, to, put it up on a jack stand and take pictures. Make sure the top matches the bottom. Now, not every car is, going to have, like I said before, a Concours underside, but at least you want to see if somebody's taking the time to spray bomb the top end and, trying to pass it off as one thing and the bottom doesn't match, that's a pretty good indication that there's another red flag and maybe to stay away. And as another example, I had a customer send me a picture of, or a series of pictures of a 68 Z28 he was looking to buy, and the car was allegedly Concours restored. And he wanted to send me to Arizona to look at it. And I said, well, send me pictures before you spend money to send me out. And lo and behold, we got pictures of the underside, and you could see everywhere the floors had been cut and welded in because they didn't do the proper job of putting them in. You could see every line and seam of where it was supposed to be. Now, in a proper restoration, that's not right. You're not supposed to be able to see the floor panel patches. So when you see a shortcut like that, you have to wonder about the rest of the job. And, everything we're talking about today is not necessarily to put, the kill on the car. But it's just you're looking for clues to make sure that before you go through the route, either going out there or having somebody to go look at it, that it passes the initial test of everything looking like it should and without any of these red flags.
Absolutely. So in addition to looking at the engine from both the top and the bottom, as far as other underhood pictures, what are some things to be concerned about? I understand that you run across folks painting everything in the engine compartment black. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I'll even find myself looking, oh, you know, the engine compartment doesn't look too bad, and then all of a sudden I'm realizing, wait a minute, the booster isn't, but the brake power booster is not supposed to be black. You know, the valve covers aren't supposed to be black. The wiring's not supposed to be black. You know, everything is not supposed to be like one color. There is, you know, different colors and such. And when you see, you know, where everything has been painted, you know, to be black, then you have to say, all right, they just kind of spray bombed the engine compartment to cover up the rust and to cover up all the, you know, the dirtiness and such to make it look more uniform. And it's not something you would really think about without, you know, really realizing that this was going on. And you have to kind of take a step back and realize there's very few cars manufactured with power brakes that have black boosters.
That is so true. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a good thing there. And usually your air cleaner is usually a different black. You know, usually the spark plug wires are a different color. Usually you see, you know, the engine compartment wiring is multicolored. Your engine isn't always black. Very few of the early model engines are actually black anyhow. Most of them are, you know, orange, green, blue, that kind of stuff. So, you know, those are all, and again, it doesn't mean it's a bad car. It just means it's another clue of why is somebody doing this.
So true. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231. We have a trivia question out there about the Chevrolet from the 70s that had a Cosworth engine. Let's go to Roger, listening on 93 WKCT in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Roger, thank you for calling in. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks so much. What was that Chevy back in the middle 70s that was available in Cosworth configuration?
That was a Chevrolet Vega.
That's right. Believe it or not, the lowly Vega. It was available, I believe, in two color schemes. It was a black and gold and a white and gold rendition of that. What do you presently drive, Roger?
Well, I have an 85 Mustang GT and a 97 F-150.
Very good.
And a 2001 Taurus.
You know, you get the gamut. Well, congratulations. We're going to put you in the running for a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. So hang on for Matt. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about the interior, more about the exterior, and other very important tips with Mel Benziquin. This is Resto Talk on Auto World. Don't go away.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique, one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Classic Restoration specializes in the restoration of antique cars, classic cars, and trucks. They have the capability to restore your vehicle to your exact specifications, from concours level to making your classic more drivable with the advantages of today's technology. No matter how large or small the project, call Classic Restoration today at 845-258-2550 or visit ClassicResto.com.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterol shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know by the way you parked your car sideways.
Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with Melvin Benziquin, the president of Classic Restoration Enterprises. And every month we do Resto Talk with Mel. And today we're talking about buying a car from a distance, whether it's over eBay Motors or any of the other sites out there. And Mel's been giving us some tips about what to look for, what are some problem areas. We've told you a bunch. Let's get inside the vehicle. When looking at pictures of the inside of the vehicle, what are some things that folks should be looking at, Mel?
Well, you know, most of the time when you see pictures of the pictures of the car, they're usually with the doors open. You see the door panels, which is good. You can look at the bottom of the door panels and see if there's any evidence of them delaminating or, you know, waviness from being waterlogged. You can see the seats. You want to look closely at the seats, see if they're, you know, wavy, if they're sagging, if, like, the cushion appears to be lower than the one on the right side, as if they maybe put new covers on but didn't spend the money to do the foam. You want to look at the condition of the seat belts, see if there's even seat belts in there. One of the other things you want to do is have the seller take a picture of the headliner. Just as an example, that 73 Duster I just mentioned in the last segment, you know, the seller never took a picture of the headliner, and there was a hole eaten in it above the visor for the mice to go live in. And they had quite a condo going in there. So, you know, it was another surprise for the buyer when he arrived that he inherited a family on top of the eaten car.
So, wow.
So, you know, and then when you see any kind of evidence like that, you know, then the mice like to chew on insulation of the wiring. They like to chew on a bunch of stuff, which can completely wreck, you know, your purchase because with unintended expenses. You want to look at the carpet. You know, just kind of look at the general condition and how everything fits, how everything looks. And you can see all this in pictures. Don't be afraid to ask the seller to, you know, take a closer picture of something that may be of some concern. You know, the interior is where you obviously spend your time when you're driving the car, so you want to try to make sure that you're getting exactly what you think you're getting. And there's nothing worse than getting in a car that, you know, you're sitting on the springs literally, and there's no foam, there's no nothing.
So true. And today, of course, you know, with all the recent floods that have happened in various areas of the country in the last few years, I mean, we heard a lot of horror stories about some of those Katrina cars, you know, that should have been absolutely toasted. Instead of that, they ended up going out and being semi-restored. But sometimes the water damage is permanent, and there are some clues to that as well. There are certain things to look for if a vehicle has leaks or has been in a flood.
Yes, there's always going to be, especially like on the package shelf or in the carpeting or in the kick panels, you know, you always see some evidence of water staining. You know, this is probably, you know, the hardest thing to detect by pictures because, you know, if you're in person, you can kind of, you know, pull back the door panel a little bit and see if, you know, the cardboard, you know, is stained or, you know, is coming apart. But you're right. I mean, and especially mentioning Katrina, you know, that was, you know, saltwater damage, which is, you know, talk about never going away. That water gets into metal parts of the car that you'll never get to until it starts rusting away.
Mm. Let's talk about the trunk. What are some of the things that folks should be looking for in that area?
Well, again, you know, this is an area that you're not going to be able to see a lot, but it's just more or less looking for a red flag. If a seller provides you with a trunk photo or you ask for one and it's, you know, not painted properly, most cars from, you know, 60s and 70s either came body color painted or they had what they called spatter paint. Spatter paint is usually, you know, just kind of a funky looking, you know, paint mix of usually aqua and black or gray and white flake. If that's, you know, good, like this duster, for example, I mean, it's a red duster and it was spray bomb black. Well, it should have been red. You want to make sure things match. You want to make sure that, you know, the trunk tools are there. Is there a spare tire there? Be surprised how many times there's not a spare tire and wheel there. You know, and all this sounds, you know, minuscule in and of itself, but it all adds to a bigger picture. And, you know, if you get a car and it needs, you know, two or three components, you know, in every part of the vehicle that we've discussed so far, it can add up in a hurry.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about exterior trim. Again, you got to make sure that the parts are there, they're not missing or misaligned. But also it's important to look for some identification plates, including the VIN plate and the door certification decal. I mean, those are very important items.
Yeah, a lot of people do not realize that, you know, up until the late 60s, you know, the VIN plate could be put in various locations on GM and Ford vehicles. For example, GM vehicles normally had them in what we called the hinge pillar, which is where the door hinges are. You need to make sure that's there. On Fords, it gets even trickier because most of the time they put them on the door. They're riveted to the door. And, you know, if the door ever got replaced and the VIN goes away, you've got a real problem, and you won't know that until you've already signed and bought the car and it shows up. So it's very important to make sure those are there. As far as, you know, the exterior trim, this is probably one of the priciest things that people don't realize, how hard it is to find good trim, how hard it is to, you know, if the trim is there, to make sure it's, you know, properly restored. And another thing is how hard it is to find clips to even hold the trim on. You can run into a major expense just in trim. So it's important to make sure the vehicle is not missing anything, because even something as small as, you know, like, for example, 59 Cadillac has a little emblem on the fender below the side molding. Very expensive, very hard to find, and it's only about 2 inches long. I forget what it says, but it's a very small emblem that has to be there, and it's only on one side. So you have to, you know, pay attention to this stuff. Don't tend to minimize it because you're in love with the vehicle. That's one thing that can really, really add to the cost.
So true. And another thing, of course, we hear about this quite often. If you're looking for, you know, a real certified Concours type vehicle, or if you're, you know, really wanting to make sure that you've got everything original, you got to make sure that numbers are matching, both the motor and components are matching number wise, because quite often, to be honest, they're not.
No, they are not, and it's to be expected because, you know, these cars were pretty much used and abused when they were new, and there wasn't really a whole lot of thought into, you know, preservation at that point in time. So with today's digital cameras, even the most basic Canon or whatever it is that you have is certainly capable of a close-up photo of a VIN stamp on a motor or on a transmission. Some of the transmissions, it gets really difficult because of, you know, where the VIN is stamped, such as the Muncie 4-speeds generally are very, very difficult to get any kind of photos of them with them installed in the vehicle. But the motor is very important, the carburetor, the distributor, especially when you're dealing with something that's not a run-of-the-mill, you know, type that's more like a special engine option. You know, I've seen, just for example, something that's not so special, you know, 70 GTO carburetor, routinely I see them on eBay for $2,400,
$2,500. Wow, amazing. We're learning lots as we do Resto Talk every month right here on Auto World with Melvin Benziquin. More straight ahead. You're not going to want to miss this valuable information.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning. Touching together.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world? Call right now at 877-552-5206. The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on. Call right now at 877-552-5206. MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology with a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous Max Fit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of Max Fit gloves, but you gotta act right now. 877-552-5206. For more information, go to maxfitgloves.com. That's maxfitgloves.com. Or call right now at 877-552-5206. For this limited radio promotion.
Make sure.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with Melvin Benziquin, president of Classic Restoration Enterprises, ClassicResto.com, and he is doing a little bit of Resto Talk. The Resto Talk Hour we're heard each and every month here on Auto World, and this week we're talking about purchase of a vehicle from afar, buying a vehicle long distance, very common these days, and Mel is giving us some very valuable advice here. Let's talk a little bit about the exhaust. I understand that's an important area to look at as well, Mel. Tell us a little bit about the exhaust. Okay, looks like we lost Melvin, so we'll get him back ASAP. But I know one of the things that Mel is going to tell us is you can tell just from pictures a lot about the vehicle, how the exhaust is installed, whether it's done properly, if the tailpipes appear to be in the correct place and style. Another tip that Mel has for you, our Auto World listener, is just looking at the car in pictures. Mel, I was just telling the folks that it's a good idea to check out the exhaust and also to look at how the car looks in a picture just overall, whether it's leaning one way or another. What are you looking for there? Suspension, spring problems, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, that's a good thing. And then also if there's a straight-on shot of the rear, you also want to see if you can see how the front and rear tires place to each other, whether or not the car actually could be dog tracking, you know, if the relationship of the rear tires to the front, if the rear is like off to one side either way, whether in or out, that's a possible indication of a bent unibody or a frame. But the side-to-side and, you know, looking in the left front or the right front or any of those things there, you're looking for worn springs, worn suspension components, which, you know, can be, you know, an expensive proposition also.
No question about it. Let's talk a little bit about what kind of things that you should think about when talking with the seller on the phone. What should you be looking for? What questions should you be asking?
Well, first and foremost, you want to see if the seller is somebody that's just, you know, looking to what I call flip the car. They've purchased the car, they've inherited the car, whatever it is, and they're just looking to sell it and have actually no knowledge of its condition or its history or anything. That's kind of a red flag there, because you don't know anything about the car. You want to, I mean, obviously in the perfect world, the best car to buy is somebody's owned it for 5 or 6 years minimally. The restoration, if it has been restored, has been done in at least 2 to 3 years and longer. The reason being is, you'll have a history of the car. You'll know the car was bought out of love, out of, you know, passion, and was kept, you know, in a good condition. The restoration, in order to tell whether or not the restoration was done properly, you can't take a car that's been, you know, either freshly painted within, you know, weeks or days or months or usually if there is bad body work or substandard work, especially in the body body filler process, it generally will show itself after about a year. And how it shows itself is by, you know, shrinking, and you'll see evidence of the body work below the paint. You want to see if the seller has any paperwork related to either the restoration and or, you know, the history of the vehicle, any prior owners. It's always good to know what was done. Pictures are important too. Any old photos, any pictures of the restoration. If there's not any pictures of the restoration, that can be a red flag too, because most any reputable restoration shop will extensively photo document the work, and you'll know what the starting condition of the car was. And in addition, you'll also know how the car was restored. As I said in the beginning of the hour, you know, and talk to the seller. You know, if they know the car, or, you know, are they being evasive? Do they know everything about it? They should know everything about it off the top of their head. If the vehicle's at a dealer, you know, that's another red flag. It's not necessarily a bad thing. It does happen. People sometimes don't want to, you know, be bothered with the selling of the vehicle. But it just adds a different element to it, because usually the dealer does not know much about the car, which is important to have the paperwork to substantiate it. But also, if there is a problem, generally speaking, the dealer will not stand by it, because they'll just say that they bought the car, it was on consignment, and it's not their issue. And there's been a lot of, you know, advantages to a seller, you know, using an intermediary like a dealer, because they can just, you know, run interference, for lack of a better word, mm-hmm. if they're really trying to hide something, and you know, the dealer may or may not be aware of it. So those are the kind of things you want to go with. You want to get your gut, you know, to where you feel good about the car before you take the next step by having somebody look at the car, or even getting on a plane and going looking at it, or going to drive it. You know, all these things we've talked about can really make or break that, you know, whether or not you're going to spend money to go and look at it. And a lot of the stuff can be taken care of, you know, easily in a short span of time.
And save a lot of aggravation, and not to mention money, too. I would imagine another good thing to look for is making sure that the car hasn't been painted in the last 6 months. I understand that that's a major red flag as well.
Right. What we see in cars that are what I call done to sell, or puppy mill cars, or, you know, mop and glows, whatever term you want to use, typically what happens in a vehicle, another shortcut they use is when they don't do all the proper sandings, they'll stop sanding at, let's say, a 180 grit, which is actually still a pretty coarse grit, leaves pretty deep scratches. Instead of going to a 320 grit, which requires, you know, at least two more sandings, which is more time, more labor, they'll use a product called High Build Primer. And what High Build Primer does, it's a very thick, high viscosity primer, and it'll just fill in all those scratches, and then you go and put the paint on top of it, and the car looks great. The problem is when you put the paint on, it encapsulates everything, and the paint dries, but the primer doesn't.
Ooh.
And what happens over time, usually 6 months to a year, is the primer will eventually dry. When it dries, it shrinks. When it shrinks, it brings the paint down into the scratch. And if the whole car is done like that, you can have what looks like somebody peppered fried eggs all over your car. You can, you know, have all these nasty lines throughout the car, because all of a sudden now you're going to be able to tell everywhere there was body work done. And that's the disadvantage to buying a vehicle that's been painted within the last year, because you have really no way of knowing if it was done, you know, correctly, unless there is, you know, substantial documentation of, you know, the process and who it was done by and the pictures and that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. All incredibly valuable information. And Mel, can folks contact you if they are in the process of perhaps buying a car long distance and want you to take a look at some pictures? Is that something that you offer as a service?
Absolutely. I have no problem doing that. I can be reached at 845-258-2050 or through my website at classicresto.com. And, I'd be happy to take a look at it. It would be no charge for looking at the pictures and giving you some advice or some pointers as to, you know, what direction to go with whether to go forward or not.
Absolutely. And on the other side of the equation, too, Mel, sometimes do folks come to you if they're thinking about selling the vehicle and want some advice on kind of how to spruce it up?
Yes. Yes, we give people advice on how to detail the car and, you know, what, you know, documentation to have handy and, what to make sure is cleaned up and done right. I mean, the first thing most people miss is that, you know, a good detailing, you spend $100 or even, you know, a few hours yourself to clean up the car. You'd be surprised what a difference it can make as far as, you know, in your resale. And, the presentation of the vehicle, because it's like anything in life. Your first impression is usually what you go by when you're looking at these things.
Absolutely. So as you've said here in this hour, you know, what does your gut tell you? That's going to really be a very strong thing that you should listen to when you're talking to the seller of a vehicle long distance. Well, we all do it. There's no question about it. There are so many offerings out there on the internet. It's very tempting, but it's a very important thing to do to take Mel's tips to heart. He's Melvin Benziquin, the president of Classic Restoration Enterprises. Thank you, Mel.
Thank you, Bob, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, absolutely. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.